White House views Macron victory despite unpopularity as hope for Joe Biden's political future. By Charlie Spiring on April 25, 2022. The White House signaled optimism after French President Emmanuel Macron secured his re-election victory over Marine Le Pen, despite his approval rating of 36%. President Macron appears to have secured a double-digit victory over Le Pen, at a time when his approval rating is 36%, mused President Joe Biden's chief of staff Ronald Klein wrote on social media, calling it an interesting observation while sharing Macron's polling numbers from Morning Consult. Klein added. Biden's approval rating remains in the low 40s, even slipping as low as 35% in some polls. President Biden continues maintaining he will run again in 2024, particularly if former President Donald Trump wins the Republican nomination. In the next election, I'd be very fortunate if I had that same man running against me, Biden said in March, during a trip to Europe, when asked about his political future. Biden also told former President Barack Obama he planned to run for re-election, according to a report in The Hill. Trump continues to raise questions about Biden's physical fitness. "We've never had anything like this, and we have a president right now, sadly, who has absolutely no idea what the hell is happening," Trump said during a political rally on Saturday. "He's walking around somewhat bewildered. It's no good in taking orders from the Easter Bunny," Trump said, referring to a viral video of the president's interaction with a costume staffer during an event. Both Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris shared their congratulations for Macron in statements on social media. "France is our oldest ally and a key partner in addressing global challenges," Biden wrote. "I look forward to our continued close cooperation, including on supporting Ukraine, defending democracy, and countering climate change." Harris was more personal. "When I was in Paris, we discussed our long-standing alliance and our shared interests all around the world," she wrote. The U.S. looks forward to continuing to deepen this valuable relationship with France.